Oracle says Eskom owes it hundreds of millions of rands, and if it doesn't pay up, the US company will stop providing technical expertise.
It's not non-payment. There is a contractual dispute.
Sikonathi Mantshantsha is a spokesperson for South Africa's state power company.
Oracle is claiming that it is owed by Eskom 7.3 billion rands. That was their opening claim. They said Eskom has overused the software and the services, technical support services that Oracle provides. When Eskom disputed the amount, it dropped to 800 million rands, and it further dropped again upon further disputes from Eskom to the current 400 million rands. So Oracle is...
Eskom, however, says it owes Oracle only 166 million rands. It's challenging the service provider to allow an independent auditor to investigate its claim that it's owed more than double this. Oracle says it'll decide soon how to proceed. Mantshantsha acknowledges that Oracle is very important to Eskom's daily operations.
Oracle provides software on which Eskom relies on to maintain its power stations. We also rely on Oracle's software for services such as online vending for people at home to buy their electricity online. We rely on some of this for distribution of electricity, particularly in areas where people rely on prepaid meters. So there are quite a lot.
Nevertheless, he maintains Eskom has contingency measures in place to prevent widespread power breakdowns should Oracle leave.
Oracle has a contract with Eskom, a binding contract ending in March 2022. And should they pull out, indeed, Eskom has got teams that can take over. That Oracle complements already. We rely on them to add to our internal teams, and these have been brought up to speed in order to fill the void that might be left in the absence of Oracle's technical experts.
But statements like this have left South Africans wondering if Eskom's technicians are able to do all the work that Oracle has been doing. Why is the near-bankrupt utility paying a foreign company hundreds of billions of rands every year? In response, Mantshantsha says Oracle's contract will be reviewed when it expires. He insists analysts are plain wrong when they say the dispute's going to result in long blackouts across South Africa.
We will have some glitches on online vending where people might be disrupted or their ability to pay for electricity online might be disrupted. We may have a few issues where we are not exactly able to use the software to plan for maintenance. Yes, there might indeed be some disturbances in the event that we might have a breakdown here and there.
Glitches, issues, disturbances. When South Africans hear words like these from an Eskom spokesperson, they shudder. For the past 12 years, the state power companies blamed nationwide blackouts on glitches, issues, and disturbances, and winter's just begun. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.